Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, the one and coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I'm hoping I get a very cute week this week, and it's sunny outside today with no clouds in sight. And, but it's really, really warm out today, which, thank God, it is warm out here in New York. So, make sure you get your little fun on today, and just, yeah, that's about it. But, excuse me. Where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. I kept Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I recap both of these lovely shows. And I gotta say that this episode was wild to do. And I gotta say this is one of my favorites, one so far. And I hope you guys love it and enjoy it. And yeah, that's all I can say. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And who knows? Maybe you'll like it. And I hope I make your day a little bit better is because who doesn't want to celebrate with a Henry Danger podcast to start off their day? Am I right? So, yes, I hope you have a good time and I hope I can make you smile. So, yeah, enjoy it. So, before we get started to this podcast, I just want to say 134,000 of you have listened to this podcast. You are crazy. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and keep up the good work. And that's all that matters. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure to put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's talk about this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. This is the moment we've all been waiting for, and that is Mickey Toontown has finally reopened in Disneyland. I am so excited. I miss Toontown here in Florida, but you can see the new reopened Mickey's Toontown in Disneyland. I'm so excited to see you guys have a Toontown back at your Disneyland park. I'm so excited, so I hope that you'll love the ride, Mickey's Runaway Railway, and make sure you go and check it out. I cannot wait to check it out myself sometimes in the future, and it looks great, so I just gotta say, Mickey's Toontown has finally reopened in Disneyland, and make sure you go and check it out. I highly recommend. If you loved one in Orlando, you're gonna love one in Disneyland. So, talk about Mickey's Toontown. We missed you. Yeah. And there's a new movie coming out like this Friday, and that is John Wick Chapter 4. So, this is the fourth installment of the John Wick franchise, and Keanu Reeves is killing the game right now, and I saw the trailers for this film, and oh my god, it is so insane, guys. You do not want to miss this. If you've been a fan of John Wick since the very, very beginning, I highly recommend for you go to get tickets. It comes out this Friday on the 24th. You do not want to miss that, and trust me, you're going to love it as much as I'm going to love that movie. So, yes, make sure you go and get your tickets for John Wick Chapter 4 this Friday. You do not want to miss it. And if you love action and anything altogether, get your tickets, please. I highly recommend this one. So, so make sure you go and see John Wick Chapter 4 and you will thank me later for it. So, make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday. So, I guarantee it that much. And yeah. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 13, season 5 of Henry Danger, My Dinner with Bigfoot. Everybody keeps saying that this episode is their favorite, and today is your lucky day, man fans, so this is gonna be fun. And let's just say that it gets crazy with Bigfoot by the end of this, and with Ray, and it gets out of hand. But, so make sure you sit back, relax, and enjoy this one, and I hope you like it as much as I did. So, this episode's gonna be fun. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so guys, keep it up with the plays, keep up with the follows, guys, 34,000 of you, keep it up, I really appreciate it, and I love you guys, and each single one of you, so thank you, and, that's about it, and the episode is about to start right about now, so I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000, love y'all, take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 13, season 5 of Henry Danger, My Dinner with Bigfoot. I gotta say that this episode was the craziest and most funniest and most interesting episode that I ever did. And I gotta say that some of you guys saying this episode is your favorite. Well, guess what, guys? You get a special treat today. I'm very, very excited to do this episode myself. I loved it. I enjoyed this episode. And I gotta say that we get to see Bigfoot on the show, which is kind of interesting because everybody keeps talking about it on TV shows and all of that stuff. But just to get a twist of this, it was just so funny and hilarious. And it's just like, it's everything else. And then Ray gets involved and he gets mad about Bigfoot ways. But either way, I love this episode and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed watching it. And this is one of the episodes where you guys are going to freak out. And I know that you're going to love this one and you're going to be happy. So make sure you go grab your snacks, grab your drinks, grab your anything in between. And who knows, maybe you might get a kick out of it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. And who knows, maybe you'll get a crack about it and you'll enjoy yourself. So, yeah, that's about it. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, make sure you turn on the speaker or whatever device that you have, because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay, so there's two scenes involved in this, and that's the man cave and in the woods. So we go to the jungle stores, we go through the door, we go through the jungle store with the dinosaur head with fire, we go through the bag, go to the elevator, press the button, go drop down, and we go to the man cave, and we see Jasper getting his hair cut. And Jasper said, "How's it looking, Henry?" And look, and Henry's using the laser to cut Jasper's hair. And he said, Henry said, "Looking good." And Henry said, "How's it looking, Ray?" And Ray's cutting Henry's hair. It was his laser. Ray's like, "It's looking okay." And then Charlotte was doing the same thing to Ray's hair. And Ray's like, "How's it looking, Charlotte?" And cut to Charlotte said, "I do not know what I'm doing." And he turns around and looks at Charlotte. And Charlotte gives him the puzzled look. And Ray said, "What?" And cut to Charlotte and cut to Ray and said, "Why would you mess with a man, Maine, if you don't know what you're doing?" With Henry was in the background. Cut to Charlotte and said, "You told me it didn't matter." And cut to Ray next to Henry and said, "When did I say that?" Charlotte said, 10 minutes ago." Cut to Ray and cut to Charlotte and said, "When I walked out of the elevator and found you guys sitting around chanting, 'Haircut chain, haircut chain, haircut chain.'" Cut to flashback 10 minutes ago. Them chanting it. Ray, Jasper, and Henry said, "Haircut chain, haircut chain, haircut chain, haircut chain." Cut to Charlotte walking out with a coffee. And cut to Ray, Henry, Jasper, and Ray gunning into her face. And Henry said, "Hey, we're going to cut each other's hair." Jasper said, "With lasers." He said, "You in?" Cut to the boys looking at Charlotte and said, I do not know how to give a haircut with a laser. Cut to Ray next to them and said, Doesn't matter. To Jasper and Henry looking at him, looking at Charlotte, to her with the boys saying, Okay. Cut to Ray, Jasper, and Henry chanting, going away from her, "Haircut chain, haircut chain, haircut chain, haircut chain, haircut chain." Cut to all of them chanting lasers, and the flashback ends. Cut to Henry with Jasper with Ray and said, "That didn't happen." Charlotte said, "Yes, it did." Cut to Ray with Henry and said, "Who are you going to believe, Charlotte?" Cut to all three of them and said, "Your own flawed memory? Or three guys who've been up all night playing video games and eating popsicles?" He cut to them laughing, cut to Jasper laughing, cut to the man cave couch covered in popsicles. Cut to Charlotte saying, "Yeah, that's not a tough choice." To Henry next to Ray and said, "Yeah, exactly." He said, "Popsicle boys!" And they did that little thing. It was like, "Boom!" That was so cute. And cut to Charlotte and said, "You might want to look where you're lasering." Cut to Henry making fun of her. "You better look where you're lasering." And he turned around and saw what he was doing. He's like, "Ah!" And cut to Jasper with the buzzed haircut. Cut to Henry not to say anything. And cut to Jasper saying, "What was that?" And Henry he's like, nothing? And Katja Schwartz getting out of an auto snacker. And then Jasper next to Henry said, no, you tiny screamed. And Katja, Henry said, dude, it was nothing. Hey, Schwartz. And Katja Schwartz saying, random question. So Henry said, you got anything that regrows hair? And Jasper said, what? And he cut the spot where Henry did the laser thing. Katja Schwartz next to Jasper said, don't worry, I got something. This hair growing cream looks great. Cut to him with Jasper and cut to him going to the tube and said, I've been using it on the side and back of my head for years. Cut to him going to the tube. And cut to Jasper saying, any instructions for this stuff? Schwartz says, oh yeah, lots of them. But I don't have time to tell you right now because I'm late for my dinner with Bigfoot. And cut to all of them getting their attention. And they all go to him. Henry said, what? Ray said, huh? So, hey, wait, stop, stop. He said, my hair. And they all went up and cut to Schwartz getting the tube back up. And he puts the thing there. I was like, what? And cut to Ray next to Charlotte and Henry and saying, Bigfoot? Henry said, like, Bigfoot, Bigfoot? Cut to Schwartz saying, yeah. Jasper next to her said, the Bigfoot? To Charlotte next to Ray say, like the made-up creature who lives in the woods? Cut to Schwartz say, he's not made up. He dated my sister. Cut to all of them being in shock. Ray said, Winnie? And all of them were surprised and shocking. Jasper next to Henry said, your sister dated Bigfoot? Schwartz says, yeah. And didn't work out between them. He wanted kids. She didn't. But I always thought he was a chill hang. Cut to Charlotte next to Ray said, wow. To Henry said, can we go with you? Cut to Ray said, oh yeah. Cut to all of them saying something. Charlotte said, yes, please, please. She was like, come on. Cut to Schwartz saying, I don't like mixing my rock friends with my wood friends, but cut to all of them, cut to them budging Schwartz, and Schwartz said, come on, Schwartz. Just let us come. Schwartz says, fine, let's go to dinner with Bigfoot. Cuts and I'm all excited. She said, yeah. Just Charlotte's like, woohoo! To him, said, but don't embarrass me. Cut to Jasper, Henry, Ray, and Charlotte murmuring. And cut to the line blurring. And all of them turned around. Charlotte said, emergency alert. All of them turned around. And somehow Ray uses his laser to point it at the alarm thing, and it broke the system. And cut to all of them, and Henry said, dinner with Bigfoot! And Henry, Ray, Charlotte, and Jasper chant was like, dinner with Bigfoot! Dinner with Bigfoot! Dinner with Bigfoot! And they continued doing the chant as they walked in the door. And now they're in the woods. I cut to Schwartz going in, and all they followed him. Henry, Ray, Schwartz, and Jasper's like, dinner with Bigfoot, 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 dinner with Bigfoot. Cut to Jasper's hair growing back. And cut to Charlotte, Henry looked at him and said, next to Ray, and said, hey, the hair growing cream worked great. And Henry said, yeah, it looks good, dude. And Jasper said, oh, nice. And he looked and covered his hands with hair and said, this worries me a little. Covering over his hands with hair. Henry said, whoa. Ray said, hair. Charlotte said, don't touch me. Henry said, jeez. Cut to Schwartz going towards Jasper and said, you have to wear a glove when you apply it. That's part of the instructions. Cut to Ray going towards the corner where Henry was too as well, and Charlotte does as well. Jasper said, you didn't tell me any instructions. He was about to scratch his ears. Schwartz says, okay, step one, don't itch your ears. And Charlotte and Jasper was giving him the good point, and he goes into separate ways. Cut to Schwartz. To Henry and saying, so, Schwartz, where's Bigfoot? Cut to Schwartz and cut to Ray say, yeah, man, we've been walking around for 4 whole minutes. I'm starting to think you don't really know Bigfoot. Schwartz says, relax. Let me just call him. And he shouts out, Bigfoot! Cut to all of them scared. Back to Schwartz and said, he's on his way. Just Arlen next to Jasper and Henry and said, if you were just going to scream his name, then why'd you pull out your phone? Schwartz says, so I could just get a picture of you guys when Bigfoot shows up. To all of them, and Henry said, you mean if he shows up? We've been here for 5 whole minutes, and I'm starting, you actually don't know him, and somehow he just pops out of the middle of nowhere. Bigfoot's like, rawr! Cuts all of them being scared, Ray's like, ah! And somehow he grabbed Charlotte in the process of defending himself. Ah! Charlotte didn't want any part of it. Cut to Swan saying, aw, that's a good one. And cut to him on his phone, saying, the picture of them all being scared of Bigfoot, which was kind of funny. And that's about it. And Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. And there are 3 scenes involved in this, and that is the woods, the KLVY news station, and Henry's house. Now the music comes, we see Bigfoot, and then we see all the guys just looking at him. I say, you guys! He's like, cut to him, and they said, Bigfoot is real! And cut to him with Henry, said, real handsome! I said, cut to him looking at one of them, and said, it's nice to meet you! And Schwartz next to Henry said, so, this is Henry. Bigfoot said, oh, I know this guy. He said, Henry Hart. He said, a.k.a. Kid Danger. So, Schwartz taking pictures. And Bigfoot's like, feels good. Cut to Henry being so geeking out. So, all 3 of them excited for him. So, back to Henry said, Bigfoot knows my thing. Bigfoot said, of course I do. Cut to all 3 of them. All of them said, Schwartz talks about you guys all the time. Cut to all of them. And Jasper and Charlotte and Ray's like, what? Jasper's like, what? Bigfoot next to her. Charlotte say, yeah, you must be Charlotte. Schwartz tells me you're even smarter than he is. Charlotte taking a compliment is like, what? It's true, though. Bigfoot's like, they go over there where Charlotte and Schwartz were and say, Jasper! Jasper next to and Ray said, yeah. I said, J-Dog. Jasper said, Bigfoot. Cut to all 3 of them looking at the pictures. Cut to Bigfoot next to Jasper and Ray and said, how's that girl with all the allergies? Jasper said, oh, yeah, she ghosted me. Cut to Bigfoot saying, ah. And goes to them and say, I keep texting her, but she responds. Goes to them and cut to Henry, go to Charlotte and Schwartz saying, you should probably stop. Now cut to them all looking at the pictures. With Ray just being standing there, just being left out. And Bigfoot looked at the phone and said, oh, I like that. Cut to Bigfoot, Jasper, Charlotte, Henry, and Schwartz laughing. Cut to Ray saying, cut to all of them looking at Ray. Cut to Ray and say, and last, but certainly not least, cut to Bigfoot saying, hey, there he is. Cut to Ray saying, here I am. Bigfoot saying, this guy! And Ray said, yeah! Cut to all of them looking at super awkward. Bigfoot said, you must be, he said, Henry's dad! Cut to Henry being confused next to all of them. Cut to Henry said, Henry's dad, are you? He said, are you kidding me? Cut to Bigfoot said, are you, was it Jasper's dad? Cut to Jasper being more confused. Cut to Ray say, I'm Ray. Was it AKA Captain Man? Bigfoot said, oh, he said, Schwartz never mentioned you. Cut to looking at Schwartz, cut to looking back at him. Cut to, and he said, are you new to the Schwartz cave? And cut to Ray giving him the look, and cut to Schwartz giving the mean evil look, and cut to Henry giving him the serious look. Cut to Ray's like, the Schwartz cave! And somehow Bigfoot stopped him and said, listen, so, I found the great campsite that just passed the creek. Let's all go down there and have dinner. We get to know each other better. Cut to all of them going with Bigfoot. Jasper said, yeah. So, all right, let's go. Cut to all of them going, following Bigfoot. Cut to Henry getting past Ray and said, that's a tough one, Daddy. And cut to Schwartz getting past Ray, who gives him the look. And somehow just Ray just follows him. And somehow it's to the campsite. And then it's Mitch Bilski and his bully buddies in there. And Mitch Bilski said, that one, that is Orion. also known as the Great Bully in the Sky. Caught the cool kid number one with next to him, next to another one, and said, "Ooh." And so said, Mr. Spilsky said, "Those three stars are his belt legend." Says that Orion takes off that belt, uses it to whip nerds in the cosmic school hallway. Cut to his friends, cut to him again, and said, "Anyway," he said, "I think I'm gonna sing Father Figure for my Swedish Got Talent audition this year." Cut to Bigfoot just scaring them, and he's like, "Scare!" Cut to cool kid number two, he's like, "Ah!" And cut to all of them screaming out, and cut to Mitch Bilski tumbling over. And cut to Miss Bilski getting out of there, running, following by Charlotte, Henry, Jasper, and Schwaz, and Ray falling behind him. And then we see Mitch Bilski getting out. And cut to Bigfoot saying, "Let's eat." And somehow Henry was rubbing his hands, going towards the fire. Whatsoever. Cut to all of them going, and somehow Ray is not in a good mood right now. And come up to Minutes later, they were all by the campfire while Charlotte was doing his wounds. Bigfoot said, "Sometimes I just want to sneak into town to get that good salsa." Cut to Bigfoot next to Charlotte. But people would see me. And they either want a selfie, or they try to and kill me. Cut to Ray next said, I heard that. I can't go anywhere without getting mobbed. To Bigfoot next to Charlotte said, "Appreciate your sympathy, Ron." And cut to Charlotte with the look, looking at him. Cut to Waz with Henry. And cut to Ray said, "Ray, it's Ray." To Bigfoot said, "I'm so sorry. Captain Ray." Cut to Charlotte doing a oh boy face. Cut to Schwaz with Henry again. Cut to Ray say, "No, it's Captain Man. My name's Ray." And I just think it's hilarious that this guy has no idea who I am. He stands up. Cut to Henry standing up trying to take him to the corner. Paul says, "Dude, I'm so sorry." Cut to Ray say, "There's no jam on mustard for this hot dog." Cut to Henry getting him to the corner. And he's like, "Hey, dude. Ray said, "Said it was just a great campsite. Doesn't seem so great to me." And they were continuing arguing. Charlotte followed them too. And was like, "Dude, calm down." It's like, "His words, not mine." It's like, Ray. Cut to all the markets. Ray said, "I'm the problem." And he said, Ray. "I'm embarrassing." And cut to Charlotte. Said, "Ray." And cut to Ray said, "You're embarrassing." Ray said, "I am." Cut to Bigfoot, cut to Schwaz, cut to Jasper in between. Henry said, "You are." Ray said, "Got it." And cut to Henry said, "Okay." He said, "Listen." And he said, "You know what?" Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, "You need to calm down. You need to go into the forest. You need to take a lap." Cut to Ray said, "I don't want to take a lap." Cut to Henry said, "You need to take a lap, Ray." Ray said, "I don't need a lap. It's not my lap time." To Bigfoot next to Schwaz said, "I want to take a lap. It's pretty dangerous out there." Cut to Ray said, "Oh, okay. I'm taking a lap." Cut to Henry said, "Okay." Next to Charlotte. Cut to Ray taking the lap while Charlotte and Jasper went back to their seats. Cut to Jasper saying, "Well, quick. Is the hair growing on anyone else's hands starting to burn?" Cut to all of them. Charlotte's like, "I do not have hair on my hands." Henry said, "Me neither." Cut to Bigfoot saying, "Mine's fine." Cut to Jasper said, "Next question. Why would you say it was so dangerous out there?" To Bigfoot next to, "There's this hunter, S. Thompson. He's been setting traps for me all over the woods." And Ray said, "Hey!" Pahu popped up and cut to all of them looking at Ray and said, Cut to Ray said, "I found some pork chops just lying here on the ground." To Bigfoot next to Charlotte said, No, don't." Cut to the metal just ching. Ray said, "Ah, it was a trap." Cut to Ray said, "Monkey fungus, that hurts." To Jasper and to Henry next to Charlotte said, "You all right, dude?" Ray said, "I'm okay." cut to Henry and Schwaz, cut to Charlotte with Bigfoot. Cut to her and say, hey, is that a bottle of root beer? Mrs. said, I'm gonna grab it. To try an extra Bigfoot, say, no, don't grab it. That's probably another trap. Ching! Raise it. Cobra Kai! That was... Cut to Schwaz and Henry. Cut to Jasper. That was equally painful! Gah! Cut to Schwaz next to Henry, who's playing with the orange. Schwaz said, people have been hunting you for years. What's so special about this guy? To Bigfoot next to Schwaz. He's really good. He knows exactly what I like. Pork chops, root beer. To all them racing. Season 2 of Will and Grace on Blu-ray. To Bigfoot next to Charlotte say, that's a good season. Cut to all them racing. That's a great season. Cut to Jasper and cut to Charlotte. Cut to Henry and Schwaz again. Says, maybe I can pick it up with my foot. Cut to Schwaz says, hey, stop. Cut to ching. He said, ah, sweet Megan Mullally, where will I learn my lesson? Cut to Charlotte next to Bigfoot saying, someone should go get him. Cut to Raiden standing up saying, on it. Cut to Bigfoot getting up, going to Schwaz and say, anyway, it's only a matter of time before the Hunter S. Thompson catches me. Cut to Schwaz next to him and said, you know, Biggie, my friends are superheroes. Maybe they can help get this guy off your back. And Ray said, hey, Henry, grab that top hat. That's Lee lying on the ground. Henry said, no, dude, it's a trap. And cut to them listening. Said, but look how fancy it is. I know, I'll just kick it out of the trap really fast before it closes. Henry said, no, no, that's not going to work. And the mouse was like, ching! Said, yow! Mamma mia! That's a spicy bear trap! Cut to Ray next to Schwaz and said, see what I mean? There's traps everywhere. And cut to Ray, followed by Henry behind him. Hey! Say, did you guys know there's a bunch of traps and a really sweet top hat in the woods? Cut to Charlotte with the look. And cut to Ray with going towards the cooler, putting his foot on the cooler, drinking some beer, root beer. And that's about it. Now it's the KLAVY news station. Cut to Trent overriding with Mary Gaperman and said, even though Captain Man and Kid Danger didn't show up to the emergency, everything was okay. Just kidding. It was a disaster. We'll be back to you later with a full list of terrible injuries. Captain Mary Gaperman said, but for now, let's move on to tonight's big story. Said, Bigfoot. Trent O'Brien said, that's right, Mary. Local jerk Milk Spilsky claims to have a run-in with a naturalistically hairy creature while he was, quote, chewing out Max Roxon with his bros. Gaperman said, here for comment is Bigfoot expert and well-known internet troll S. Thompson. Cut to all three of them. Cut to S. Thompson said, yeah, hi. I'm sick of people telling me that Bigfoot isn't real. Because Bigfoot is real. I'm gonna catch him. And no one's gonna laugh at me anymore. Cut to Trent Overall and Mary Gaperman, who chuckles. Cut to S. Thompson looking at him, and he just stops laughing. Cut to Mary Gaperman next to him and said, well, local jerk Mount Bilski won't laugh at you because he saw Bigfoot tonight in the woods. And S. Thompson said, tonight? Captain Mary Gaperman said, in the woods. And Captain S. Thompson just crawls on the desk, and then he just flips over. And Trent overrides with Mary Gaperman, it's confused. He said, okay. He said, well, he said, as promised, here is the list of people who were injured when Captain Man and Kid Danger didn't show up. Gaperman said, ooh. And comes with a big list of people with injuries. I cut to the Hart House where they're watching the news on their pad. Cut to Jasper with Jake. And Piper's like, did you hear that? With Jake with the cast on the show, say, yeah, my name's gonna be on that list of injured people. He said, oh, there I am. And he paused it with his thing. Said, Jake Hart. Self-inflicted. Cut to Piper looking at her father and said, "No," said, "I'm talking about Bigfoot. He's in the woods. Do you know how many likes I could get if I post a selfie with Bigfoot?" Cut to Jake confused, saying, "A lot?" Piper said, I could get bona fide on Twitflash. Cut to Jake next to her and said, I'm 42 and three quarter years old. What is bona fide? To Piper said, "It's that blue check mark next to your name. That means you're better than everyone else." Jake said, "If I help you get that check mark, will you finally respect me?" Piper next to him and said, "If I say yes, will you come with?" Jake said, "Yes." And Piper said, "Then let's go." Cut to both of them getting off the couch. And Jake started limping. And he stopped her and said, "Wait." And they both turned around and said, "What about your great-grandfather's birthday?" And cut to his great-grandfather by the table. Cut to Piper next to him and said, like, "We got him balloons. What more does he want?" Cut to Piper getting out the door. Jake's getting a good point. And Jake's like, "Sorry, Grampy." And they both get out the door. The great-grandpa just does the thing. And that's about it. And now we're back in the woods with Captain Man and Kid Danger getting ready for the trap. And somehow Kid Danger was using his laser to get the hair off of Jasper's hands. And the hair was all gone. And Jasper's like, "Thanks." The Kid Danger next to him is like, "Yeah, you got it." So Jasper said, "It was really hard to go to the bathroom with all that hand hair." Kid Danger's like, I don't want to hear about that. So Jasper's saying, "Okay, I'll go tell Charlotte." And he goes into the corner, and Kid Danger said, "What?" Charlotte coming back and say, "Hey," say, "I got the pine needles you wanted to cover the trap." And cut to all of them going toward the middle, and she drops the pine needles on the floor. Kid Danger next to Schwab. Jasper say, "Oh my God," and "Where did the trap go?" And Charlotte next to Schwartz gave him the look. Cut to Kid Danger laughing with Jasper next to him. Cut to Captain Man with Charlotte and said, "Seriously? That's all the pine needles you could get?" Charlotte next to Schwartz said, "Well, I could have gotten more if someone would have helped me." Cut to all of them. Captain Man said, "Fine," said, "I'll help." And Charlotte did say thank you with her arms to Captain Man and said, "Jasper, Schwaz, go with Charlotte and get more pine needles." Jasper said, "Yes, sir." Cut to Schwaz going with, and Jasper going with them. And cut to Bigfoot coming down and going to Captain Man and Kid Danger and said, "So, what's the plan?" Cut to Captain Man with Kid Danger going towards him and said, "We're going to trap that jerk back hunter." Bigfoot said, "Yeah." I said, "Bigfoot likey." And all that was like, yeah. And then, as soon as we spring the trap, Captain Man and I will pop out there with him with the memory wiper. Cut to as Thompson in the background just hearing things, and all the audience were in shock. They were listening. "He won't remember that you're Bigfoot." And Bigfoot said, "Ho, ho, ho." And he just kept on. And he kept listening, cutting to them. And cut as Thompson, he walked over. He said, "So, how does this trap work?" Cut to Kid Danger next to Bigfoot and said, "Great question, Foot." Cut to him and said, "You're going to stand right over there. And when the hunter sees you, he's going to be like." And cut to Hunter as Thompson watching this. Do, 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 do. And he cut to him and said, "There's Bigfoot!" Cut to Bigfoot, the Kid Danger, next to him and said, yeah. And then he's going to walk over and stand right here. He said, "This spot." Cut to Bigfoot next to them and said, "Right here." Cut to him and said, "Where we are standing right now." And Kid Danger said, and then, cut to as Hunter cut back and forth. He said, "Schwartz will hit a button and he'll spring the trap." Bigfoot said, "This trap right here." Kid Danger's like, "The same." I said, "The one we're standing over right now." Cut to Bigfoot said, "And where is the button that springs the trap we're standing on right now?" Cut to them looking for the button. Said, "Another great question, Foot. It is right And they looked for the button, then realized it was S. Thompson watching them the entire time. Cuts to S. Thompson with the button, and cuts it back to them and said, "There." Cut to the hunter with the button, cut all of them and said, "Hey there, fella! Would you mind stamping over there to the..." And somehow, S. Thompson just pressed the button. And somehow, the trap was closing in, and they all three of them are trapped in there. And S. Thompson was like, "Woo!" And somehow, Captain Man was getting a flashlight, and he put it on top of the thing. And when it was dark, Kid Danger next to Bigfoot, and Captain Man said, "Okay, we need a new plan." Captain Man said, "Scream for help." Kid Danger's like, "Scream for help." And all of them are screaming. He's like, "Help." Captain Man said, "We're stuck in this box." He said, "Save us, Captain Schwartz." And somehow, Captain Man was like, doing the fist thing when no one could hear them. He said, "Ah!" Kid Danger's like, "Ah!" He said, "Help!" And they just continued on screaming. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are two scenes involved in this, and that is the woods and the KLVY news station. So back to S. Thompson with the trap. And then Thompson said, "Woo! Gah! Yoo!" Finally caught Bigfoot. And cut back to all three of them, and cut to S. Thompson. "Yeah! Gah!" He said, "You in there, boy?" Cut to S. Thompson and cut back. "Woo!" He said, "I'm gonna call the news right now." He said, "That's right." Cut back to them again. Said, "I'm gonna be famous." Cut back to S. Thompson and said, "I'm definitely gonna get married now." Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man. And Bigfoot said, "Dude, he's calling the news. What are we gonna do?" And Captain Man said, "Oh, come on. Like the news is gonna pick up." And cut back to the KLVY news station. And Brian on the phone said, "This has been Brian the Fender Bender." The phone rings, and Mary has it. Cut to Mary looking. Cut to Trent and Veronica looking at Mary. Is your phone ringing during our..." Cut to Mary Gaberman and said, "Yeah, it sure is, Trent. They'll just take that care of that." Cut to Trent. Cut to Mary. Said, goes to the phone and said, "This is Mary G. How you be?" Said, "No. It's a good time." And to Trent over, I said, "No, it's not a good time." But cut to Mary Gaberman and said, "That's right, Trent. It's a great time." He said, "Let me just put you on speaker." She puts the phone down, puts the speaker on. He said, "This is the hunter, S. Thompson. And I trapped Bigfoot. Bring your cameras." Cut to Trent being in shock, and Mary excited said, "You can be the first people in the world to show your pictures of him." To Trent over, I said, "Grab the cameras. Maddie, we're going to the woods. Rick Cohen, bring the news desk." Cut Trent was just too excited, he just gotten out. Mary Gaberman said, "Hold on a sec. My mom is calling." She answers the call. I said, "Hi, Mama G." I said, "How you be?" And Mama Gaberman said, "They found Bigfoot, Mary. I saw it on the news. He scared a local jerk." And cut back to the woods with the trap and to Bigfoot with Captain Man and Kid Danger and said, "He called the news." He said, "They're on the way." The Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, "Relax, Foot. I'm going to laser us out of here." Kid Danger next to him said, "What? No, dude, it's time and blast steel." And he blasted the laser, and somehow the laser was going all in the metal. And somehow it ended on Bigfoot. Bigfoot's like, "Ow!" Cut to him. Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger and Captain said, "Maybe if I set this thing to kill..." To Kid Danger looking at the hole that the right left on Bigfoot. Kid Danger said, "Hang on a second, dude." He said, dude. Captain said, What? Kid Danger said, "Dude." Cut to Bigfoot's hole and to Kid Danger's like, "Dude, look at his arm." To Captain Man next to him said, "Yeah. It's big, but mine are way bigger." Kid Danger said, That's not what I'm... Look at that bald spot." Cut to him, all of them, cut to Bigfoot, cut to Kid Danger looking at Captain Man and said, Look at that bald spot. Looks like he's got normal skin. Captain Man said, so? He's just like, so? Cuts all this in. This might sound crazy, but cuts him looking at Bigfoot, looking at Captain Man said, what if we shave Bigfoot with our lasers? Cut to Captain Man thinking about the idea, and he thought of it. And he thought about it and said, okay, I love that. Cut to Kid Danger smiling. Cut to both of them looking at Bigfoot and said, I don't know, guys. My hair is kind of my thing. Cut to all of them. Kid Danger said, exactly. So if we zap your hair off, they open this up, we'll just be three totally normal hairless dudes just chilling in the woods. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger is like, hairless boys! And Kid Danger's like, exactly. Boop! And cuts to both of them looking at Bigfoot. And Bigfoot's like, I don't know. And cuts to S. Thompson. He's like, woo! You hear that? The news is coming. Yeah. The world's gonna finally know the name of Hunter S. Thompson. Cuts to both Captain Man and Kid Danger looking at him. Cut to Bigfoot and cuts to him. He's like, you're mine now, you big... smelly hairbag! Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, and cut back to him and saying, be gentle. And somehow they got into work, and they got the laser shaving every hair off his body, and that's about it. Now it's cut to Piper and Jake in the woods, and cut to Jake putting sap on his arms, which I don't know what he's doing, and cut to Piper turning around, cut to looking at her father, and cut to Jake and saying, what are you doing? Cut to Jake said, I'm rubbing sticking tree sap on my exposed skin. If you don't, bug spray. It's a great alternative. Piper said, yeah, there's no way that's true. Cut to Piper and said, Jake and saying, Piper, I know a lot about nature. My parents used to meet in the woods for a month every summer. Cut to Piper and cut to Jake said, see this moss? To Piper and saying, what about it? To Jake said, reticulated ever-brown moss. Very safe to eat. The locals call it nature salad. Cut to Piper looking it up. Cut to Piper said, yeah, this says that ever-brown moss is brown. That was green. Cut to Jake said, green moss, brown moss. It's all nature, baby. Cut to Piper said, my phone says that North American mold moss, it's highly toxic. And somehow Jake spit it out. Yeah, he said, it tastes really bad. And somehow Piper's phone dings, and she got a notification. Piper saying, KLVY News Alert! Bigfoot is in a trap right near us! And cut to her getting off of her father's sight. Jake said, ugh! I feel weird. And cut to Piper was about to go. She saw her father turn around. He's about to eat the moss again, and the Piper dragged her father and said, stop eating poisonous moss! And cut her dragging her father and said, And cut back to another part of the woods where Schwartz is picking up all the pine needles, and it's cut to Charlotte back into one point, and said, hey, I got more pine needles for the trap! Because Schwartz says, okay, just hope it over here by the... And somehow, Charlotte was taking all the pine needles and putting with Schwartz and said, wait, that is not... Cut to Jasper coming behind her and said, coming in with needles! Cut to Charlotte said, oh, said, give him the Schwartz! Cut to Schwartz behind the needles and said, no, do not do that! Cut to Jasper, I can't hear with all this ear hair! Which is the hair is coming out of his ears, which I was confused by. Cut to Schwartz and cut to Charlotte next to him and say, give your pine needles! It's a two Schwartz! And Travis said, okay! And he puts the pine needles near Schwartz. Schwartz said, wait, don't! He said, I know my muscles are huge, but... Cut your pipe running past by them. He said, hey, guys! Someone caught Bigfoot in a trap! And she's like, bye! And cut to all of them looking worried. And Schwartz said, what? Wait, what did she say? Cut to Jasper said, someone taught Bigfoot how to rap? Cut to all of them, Charlotte said, no! Charlotte said, someone caught Bigfoot in a trap! And Jasper's like, oh! And he ran towards behind her. Swat says, wait! What about the pine needles? Cut to Charlotte says, who cares? Swan says, I can't. And catches Jake saying, Piper. And says, wait for your father. Papa. So my Schwartz turned around and all the pioneers ended up on Jake. It's like, gah! And Schwartz was scared and said, aye! And he ran off. And somehow Jake was finding the pioneers, rubbing it all over him. And God! Rart! He said, blah! He was running all over the place. And it's cut back to everybody, including Mitch and his friends, and Hunter S. Thompson, some people, and the Kellyview News Station where Mary and Trent were, and the helicopter was, and some of the news desk was getting placed down. And cut to Trent over on saying, that's good, Rick! And somehow the helicopter just got out of the picture. And cut to Piper going where Mitch Bilski was with his friends and said, and cut to Charlotte and Jasper, they're in the crowd as well. And Piper next to Mitch Bilski said, did I miss Bigfoot? Mitch Bilski said, nah. He said, that guy's about to reveal him right now. I'm going to get a video of me looking at his feet and going, what are those? And somehow he was laughing at his friends. Cut to S. Thomas said, hey. And they all looked at S. Thomas said, if I could get anyone's attention. Cut to all of them. And cut to S. Thomas said, I'd like to give a little speech. Cut to Piper next to Mitch, who didn't feel like it, with his friends. Cut to S. Thomas said, Webster defines hero as a big sandwich. But if you look a little further down, cut to Mitch Bilski with Piper and his friends said, just open it up, you gunch. Cut them laughing. And someone said, fine. He said, open it. He said, behold. Cut to Mitch getting his camera ready. Cut to everybody. Cut to him and said, Bigfoot. He opened up the cage. And Sam reveals Captain Man, Kid Danger, and Bigfoot, like, naked with shorts. And doesn't pretend who's nothing, and they've all looked around. I cut to S. Thompson, who was confused, and all of them were confused, cut to all angles. Cut to Captain Man with Kid Danger and Bigfoot, and say, hey, say, everybody? Just like, hi, people who swell you. Cut to Captain Man looking at Mary, Trent, and Mary, say, Trent, Mary? Mary just waited with Trent next to her and said, how's it going? Kid Danger's like, how are you? And cut to Trent over with Mary and said, so, he said, where's Bigfoot? Cut to Hunt as Thompson said, he's here. He's right over there. He said, look. Cut to all of them trying to look. And cut to Captain next to Kid Danger and said, who? He said, Eddie? He said, cut to S. Thompson looking toward near them and said, this is just our friend, Eddie. And Bigfoot as Eddie said, hi. He said, I'm Eddie. Kid Danger said, yeah. And Eddie here, he likes to wear hair shorts. Captain said, which are a real thing. Kid Danger's like, mm-hmm. So Thompson's like, whoa. Cut to all of them, cut to as Thompson said, I never heard of no hair shorts. Kid Danger next to Captain said, well, I have. Cut to all three, and you know what? I say hair shorts are the coolest. Captain Man said, how about that? Kid Danger's like, okay. Cut to Charlotte stepping in and said, did you hear? Kid Danger said hair shorts are the coolest. Cut to Kid Danger, cut to Bigfoot as Eddie, cut to Captain Man pointing at Charlotte. Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and was saying, yeah, and he is an influencer. So hair shorts have to be cool. Cut to all of them murmuring. Cut to Piper next to Mitch Bilski. He said, I mean. He said, Piper next to Mitch and his friends. He said, those are the rules. Cut to Ash Thompson. Cut to Mitch Bilski and said, come on, guys. He said, let's go get some hair shorts. And they were about to go get him. Ash Thompson's like, no. No, wait. He said, don't leave. Yo, that's Bigfoot. And cut to all of them and said, and I found him. And I'm going to get married. And come out Jake with all the pine eaters on, like, growling, Piper. because all of them being scary, including Captain Manicure Danger with Eddie. The game was said, now that's Bigfoot! Jake grunting like, cuts all the cameras. Because that's Tom saying, get him! And somehow Jake tried to catch up to speed, while Buddy was behind him, including the news team and everybody else. And just leaves with Jasper, Charlotte, Schwoz, Captain Man, Kid Danger, and Bigfoot as Eddie. And cuts to Jasper, Henry, and Charlotte, and Schwoz. Cut to Captain Man with Kid Danger and, well, that just wraps her up. Cut to all Jasper, Charlotte, and Schwoz, and Kid Danger. So, cut to Kid Danger next to Bigfoot as Eddie. He said, you guys want to go back to the man cave and watch Will and Grace? Bigfoot as Eddie said, season two? He was like, do you even have to ask? And somehow they laughed and they fist bumped each other. Cut to Captain said, ooh, look, some cheesitos. Kid Danger said, what? What? No, dude, don't. Charlotte said, just let him. To Charlotte next to Schwoz said, it's the only way he'll learn. To Captain Man said, these things are cheese-tastic. And somehow the ching was a dab. Said, crunchy snacks, that's smart. Cut to Kid Danger with all the face he was making. To Captain Man said, hey, look at Kane. Said, that'll go perfect with my top hat. Cut to Charlotte said, next to Schwoz said, or he'll never learn. Captain Metal Trunks said, shh. Dow! Putting on a Ritz, that hurts! Cut to all of them. I caught Kid Danger just doing the pose. And that's just about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 13, season 5 of Henry Danger, My Dinner with Bigfoot. Wow, 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 you guys. This episode was good. It's absolutely insane. Shout out to the cast and crew on this one. I'm going to give it a 20 out of 10 just because Bigfoot is getting into shenanigans with the gang. It was really, really fun. Really enjoyed it. And they stopped the Bigfoot from being exposed. So that was the coolest episode that I've heard in my lifetime. And I think this is actually one of my new favorites. So I'm really glad that I did this episode. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And this was a good one too. So yes, I give it a 20 out of 10 overall. Shout out to the cast and crew. Awesome job. And I'm really happy how it turned out. So I hope you guys like this one. And he's getting used to Bigfoot by now, which makes me happy. So, there you go. So, yeah. So, next segment is Song of the Week. So, stay tuned for that. And, yeah. So, the next segment is about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay. So I covered this week's topics like Mickey's Toontown has reopened in Disneyland, and I'm really, really excited because I miss Toontown when I go to Florida, but they just redid Toontown in Disneyland. It looks kind of good, and they did the ride called Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway that was in Florida, and now they did it in Disneyland, which I think it was kind of cool, and they did the movie poster Easter eggs, which I thought it was pretty dope in the queue, and I gotta say, Toontown is kind of like a favorite staple from both parks, whatever it's from Disney World or Disneyland. I can't believe it has reopened in Disneyland, and I'm really, really excited to see it for myself. Trust me, I've seen the photos, and they look so, so, so good, and I miss Toontown in Walt Disney World, but that's okay. As long as I see the Disneyland continue the Toontown's tradition, I'm really, really happy about it, and it looks really good, and Pete just got into the meet and greet with the kid. With the people, and I'm really excited that Pete is now part of the meet and greet with Mickey and the gang, and I'm really excited for that process. So, Mickey's Toontown at Disneyland, we missed you, we love your upgrade, and you've been missed, so welcome back, and I hope we love you as much as we did before. So, Mickey's Toontown, welcome back, and we missed you. So, in Disneyland, make sure you go and check it out, I highly recommend. And make sure you go get your tickets for this Friday to see John Wick Chapter 4. So if you've been a fan of the John Wick franchise for a very, very long time, if I were you, go get your tickets for this one. I highly recommend. I saw the trailers for this one, and trust me, you'd rather go and sketch for this one. So it's going to be good. It's awesomely amazing. I've seen the trailers, and oh boy, was off the walls like whatsoever, and I really, really love this trailer. So if you're a John Wick fan and a Keanu Reeves fan, make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday to see John Wick Chapter 4. I'm pumped and excited for this film, for all you people who are a big fan of this franchise. And yeah, make sure you go and take your tickets. I highly recommend this. So I hope you like it. Watch it something this weekend and make sure you enjoy yourself. So go and get your tickets. I highly recommend. And I recapped episode 13, season 5 of Henry Danger, My Dinner with Bigfoot. All I gotta say, this episode is definitely, definitely one of my favorites so far. And I gotta give a shout out to the cast and crew again for all that they did for this episode. And I think Bigfoot and Captain Man are kind of getting along now. And it's just like, they saved Bigfoot's butt on that one with the hunter and everything. And now, the only thing I was worried about is is Henry's father, just because they thought he was Bigfoot. But now, it was crazy. But either way, I give it a 20 out of 10 overall. The cast and crew did such an incredible job on this one. And I cannot wait to see what Henry Danger episode will be going to do next this week. So I'm pumped. I'm excited. All good things. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did watching it. And it's a really good episode. So make sure you guys go and check that out. I highly recommend. And I can't wait to do another episode next week. So stay tuned. It's going to be wild. It's going to be amazing. And this one was the bomb. So it's going to be amazing. So, yeah. Okay. So this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay. Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Demi Lovato. I'll say it before and I'll say it again. This woman is an icon, is a legend, and she is the moment. She's been a part of our childhood for decades. You watched her on Disney Channel, or if you listen to your music, you know what's up. Because I listened to her when I was in high school and middle school and all the things. And I watched her on the Disney Channel. And she is a great actress. She is a great singer. And trust me, her music is amazing. Haven't heard her music or seen the Camp Rock movies or anything Disney Channel, what the heck is wrong with you? She is an icon and she is amazing. So Demi, this is dedicated to you. I love you so much and I hope you can do whatever you do comes your way. And make sure you go check out her new song featuring in Scream 6. So make sure you go and check that out. But yeah, Demi, I love you so much and I can't wait to see what you got. So it's gonna be amazing and it's gonna be good. So yeah. Okay, so this is the fourth song that I chose from her third album, Unbroken, and it's called Give Your Heart a Break. So I heard rumors that this was dedicated to Joe Jonas back in the day, because her and Joe Jonas used to date. And it was kind of weird that they dated for a little while, it didn't work out, but it is what it is, what you gotta do about it. But she wrote a song about him, which I thought it was kind of cute. And I saw this video for the song, and oh my god, it was just so good the way she did this video. And the song was cheeky, the video was even more cheeky, and trust me, when you're in a relationship with that someone, it's just like, ugh, the photos and the cameras and the montages, I can't. So, yeah, so this video and music, and music is awesome, and I love the song all together. And if you have heard of the song, you're gonna hear it again, but if not, you're in for a treat. So the song is good, it's awesome, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So yeah. Okay, so if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, and if you're a big fan of her music and acting, make sure you turn on the speaker on your device so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along, because it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the fourth song that I chose from her third album, Unbroken, and it's called Give Your Heart a Break. So, yeah. So let's turn this party up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
Met you, you told me you never fall in love. But now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was. Now here we are, so close, yet so far. Have not passed the test. When will you realize, baby, I'm not like the rest? Don't
tears in your eyes. I called your cell phone, my love, but you did not reply. The world is ours if you want it. We can take it if you just take my hand. There's no turning back now. Baby, try to understand. I don't wanna break your heart, wanna give your heart a break. I know you're scared it's wrong, like you might make a mistake. There's just one life to live, and there's no time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart. You told me you never fall in love.
Woo! Give it a clap for Miss Demi Lovato, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Guys, this song... Oh my gosh, there's nothing more I can explain this to you for this song. The song is cheesy. The music video is more cheesy. And this song... I cannot more than words to say it. And when I heard the song for the first time, I thought it was so cute. It was absolutely amazing. Demi Lovato kills it every single time. So shout out to Demi Lovato for this song. I really, really enjoyed this song when I was a teenager. And now I can listen to it again and again and again. If I have to in the video, she did a fantabulous job. And it's one of those songs where it's so cute and it's absolutely amazing. And, ugh. I just have no words. This is amazing. So if you're a fan of Demi Lovato, and if you want to add this song to your playlist, go put it on your playlist right now. I guarantee it 100%, guys. And it's so worth every single penny. Demi Lovato's music is great. And yeah. And this is the coolest album that I've heard since a long time. So yeah, so shout out to Demi and her team for doing this album. And next week is we wrap up the Unbroken Era. One of my favorite songs from the album. So this is one. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be amazing. And Demi, keep up the good work. And I love you so much to bits and pieces. And you are the best rock star they could ever live for. And thank you so much for your music. So I can't say nothing else. So, yeah. That's about it. So that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, if you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, we should go to the Math Trap podcast featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, this is the podcast for you. And my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. One of them is Cartoon Fan. So if you're a big fan of cartoons since you were a kid, or if you have kids who love cartoons, no matter what network you love to watch on, go to this podcast. I highly recommend. You'll find cartoons from every show, every network, and trust me, this is the podcast for your kids and for yourself. So make sure you go check out Cartoon Fan. I highly recommend it. Trust me, you're going to love it as much as you guys love cartoons, and make sure you go and check it out. So I highly recommend that one. But if you're not into cartoons, make sure you go or if you've been to Henry Danger, Danger Force, or anything about the Dangerverse, go and check out her second podcast, and it's called Danger Girl. That's right. She caps Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes and anything in the Dangerverse, and she reviews them as well, and she posts clips from their YouTube channel as well. She go and hear Danger Girl. I highly recommend that podcast, and she's a huge Henry Danger fan, so make sure you go and check it out. I highly recommend. But if you love fan fiction, plus if you love Henry Danger, which I totally am obsessed with, go find her podcast, Henry Danger Stories. She goes to each chapter on Wattpad, and she reads some of the chapters that really loves fan fiction. So if you love fan fiction, and if you love Henry Danger, check out her third and final podcast, Henry Danger Stories, and you should go and check it out. So teenagers, if you love fan fiction nowadays, go and check out that podcast. I highly recommend that one. And, yeah, but she used to have only one podcast whenever it's, like, horror, Henry Danger, or anything else, like Family Guy, or, like, South Park, or whatever. Used to be called Community, but sadly, that's no longer with us. But just because that podcast is not here does not mean you can hear what she did for my podcast. So make sure you go find Community in the description down below in my podcast. Make sure you go check her out. I highly recommend. If you want to hear what topics of the week that we did in the past, or what season one of Danger Force episodes that we did in the past, or what songs we did of the week, go find her Community in the description in my podcast. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks. And she is the best. I highly recommend. So, Kamina, I'm so proud to call you a fan and a friend. And I'm so glad that I came across from you on social media. So, I just want to say thank you, girl. You are the best. You are amazing. And, yeah, that's about it. So, Kamina, I love you so much. And I hope you have a very fantastic week. I got to go enjoy this week as well, guys. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out of your day to hear me babble whenever you're from the United States or across the pond. And I hope I made your day a little bit brighter, because who doesn't want to hear this podcast throughout their day? And I hope I can make you smile by the end of it. So that's my job. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. And just be yourself and be cool. So, yeah. But make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can follow this podcast on my Anchor or Spotify for podcasters. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's not called Anchor anymore, so that's why I said that. Make sure you share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans more if they're bored on their minds, or they're looking for something new, or they're on vacation, or traffic, or yada yada yada, or whatever. Or if they're a fan of Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HGU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah. And also, make sure you go follow me on my social medias if you like. Go to miss.holland1992 on Instagram. I always post all about my vacations, about myself, or just birthdays and holidays or anything else. Make sure you go follow my miss.holland92 account on Instagram. I highly recommend it. So if you're from this podcast, go follow me. If you have social media, I highly recommend. So thank you so much for that. But if you're looking for something with movies and TV shows or anything else, or you're looking for a good review, go to my Marilyn Susan account. I highly recommend. I do reviews on anything Marvel, DC, Star Wars, or whatever. And if you're looking for a review for any show or movie you want to watch, I highly recommend. I just posted 2 new things. I posted my review of Jurassic World Live Tour I did on Sunday. Make sure you go and check that out. And I posted another review of Shazam for Fury on the Gods, what I did the exact same day, but I posted it on a different day. Make sure you go give those 2 photos a like. Shout out on your posts and stories. That would mean a lot to me. And comment down below if you love them. So thank you so much. If you're looking for movies to watch, go to my Marilyn Susan account. I highly recommend it. Check out these 2 photo reviews. Please do so. And yeah, so that's about it. So if you love anything movies and TV shows, that account is for you. So thank you. If you're following me on here, make sure you go follow that account as well. I highly recommend. But, if you're if you're not on Instagram, no problem. You can follow me on Twitter. Just miss.norman1992. But it's the same set concept. I do reviews on award shows, and in TV shows and movies, whatever, it's Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Paramount Plus, whatever, you'll find it there. I highly recommend. So make sure to go follow me on Twitter if you want to. But back in the day, I used to post about the cutest person in the entire world, Chase Norman. How can I love that guy? So please go follow my Twitter page. I really, really appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're on here, go follow me on Twitter. I highly recommend. And yeah, I need followers. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So make sure you go follow me on Twitter. But if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. Let me give you a step-by-step instruction so you know what you're doing. So if you're following me on Instagram, which is miss.holland92, go to my profile and there's a link in my bio. But if you're on Twitter, go to miss.norman1992 and click on my bio as well. And click on that link over there as well. So first step is go to my profile, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, and go to the link and go to my profile. So if you went to my profile and click on the link of my bio. So click on the link. It will take you straight to my podcast page. List all the episodes that you love, yada, yada, yada. But click on the button that says more platforms. If you press the more platforms button, it will show you all the podcasting platforms that you know and love and recognize. But if you do find a platform that you recognize and you're registered to, press that icon. You just have to type in your email and your password like you always do. And yeah, just accept or sign in. And if you're signed in, then boom, you're in the process. Make sure you go and hit that follow button. Click on the bell for the notifications. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So yeah, so if you're new here, then welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. And I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is a Danger Universe and the HDU. So my job is to make you guys parents comfortable and your kids comfortable. And if you ever heard of the show, or if you have heard the show, then this is your treat. And I want to make your guys comfortable and de-stress from everything out in the world. And I hope I can make your day brighter. So make sure you buckle up, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And I hope you like it. So make sure you enjoy the show and thank you for being here. But if you're a returning follower, we've reached it, guys. It's been 3 incredible years so far. This is absolutely insane. I never thought I would make it here. 3 years of this podcast, which is absolutely insane. My goal was to make you guys happy during the quarantine phase. And somehow, years later, you still took the time, even though you went out and about, which that's okay. I may have lost listeners, but you stuck out with me, even though that 2 listeners didn't even matter. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, whatever bottom of my heart, whoever been there with me since day one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are amazing. 3 incredible years together. Without you guys, this wouldn't have been impossible. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode is dropped on this platform. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Follow your dreams. Believe in yourself. Don't let anybody tell you to stop following your dreams and just be you. And that's what matters. So, yeah, so thank you guys. I love you so much. And yeah, that's about it. But before I close this podcast off, today is someone's special's birthday today. And that is the guy who encouraged me to do this podcast to begin with and watch Henry Danger in the first place. And that is Jace Norman. So he turns 23 today. So I'm going to sing a very special message. If you're hearing this, sing along with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jace. Happy birthday to you. Happy 23 years old, Jace Norman. We love you. We'll always be our Henry Hart and Kid Danger no matter what you do. And I hope more accomplishments are in your way this year. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being an inspiring person that you are today. From the start to the finish, we love you from around the world, whether it's in the United States or in out of the area. So thank you, Jace. We love you. We appreciate you. Just keep on being you and don't let anybody stop you. You're are Henry Hart and Kid Danger, no matter what. So thank you, Jace. Happy 23rd birthday. And this episode is dedicated to you. So I love you. And make sure you go follow him on Instagram and Twitter, please. I highly recommend. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Jace. We love you. You should go follow him on social media at Jace Norman. That wouldn't mean a lot. And yeah, so happy birthday, Jace. This is dedicated to you. We love you so much. So, yeah, that's about it. So, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update. Happy birthday, Jace Norman. We love you.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.